Welcome to the Guts Church Podcast. My name is Kennedy Shear, and thanks so much for joining us. Today, we have a great word from my dad, Pastor Bill Shear. If this ministry has changed your life, will you let us know? Send us an email to story@gutschurch.com.
God ordained this time in this house for us a little bit to shake the cobwebs off. We fasted for 3 weeks. I'm believing God for signs and wonders, for miracles. I want to just decimate doubt in my life, around me, pertaining God's healing provision. And I want to take this time right now to pray for people online, especially people who have children that are infirmed or sick, diagnosed with something. Last year we prayed for a little girl in Southern California whose family was in the 9:30 service that had a couple of rare forms of cancer that they were really concerned about being able to treat. And we took authority last year and just bound the devil, just loosed life on her and health on her. And she's cancer free and healthy right now. And so I'm just telling you, no matter how big the issue may be, or maybe if you think it's not that big a deal. I'll tell you, today's the day we take care of all this stuff. In Isaiah 53 and verse 4, it says, in the Amplified, it says, "But in fact, he has borne our griefs, and he's carried our sorrows and pains. Yet we ignorantly assumed that he was stricken, struck down by God, and degraded and humiliated by him. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our wickedness, our sin, our injustice, our wrongdoing. The punishment, the required punishment for our well-being fell on him." That's a strong statement. "And by his stripes, his wounds, we are healed." When Peter related this prophecy in one of his epistles, he didn't say we are healed. He said we were healed. Like, this is already the destiny on your life is health and healing. So I want to pray for especially children of people that are watching online, for people, maybe even adults, but if you've got an infirmed or a sick child, man, just take this opportunity to lay hands on your kid right now. And we as a group of people are going to pray and believe God for health to reign. Will you guys hook up with me on that? God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus for health, for healing, for wholeness in every baby, every child, in Jesus' name. God, I thank you that we take authority over sickness and disease, over anything, God, that the enemy's trying to prevail in their lives, he can't. And God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus for supernatural health to flow through this parent, through this person, to this child. And God, I thank you for healing in Jesus' name. Miraculous, perfect, divine health in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Hey, give the Lord a hand, will you? Come on, give the Lord a hand. In John 14, 13, Jesus said, "And whatever you ask in my name," think about how broad this is, how blanket a statement this is. "Whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." In verse 14, he said, listen, he said, "If you ask anything in my name, I'll do it." Oh my gosh, that's crazy. That's unbelievable. But listen, that word ask, the Greek word ask that's translated ask is actually to put a demand upon. We're not putting a demand on God. We are putting a demand on his promise. Any of you guys that get a paycheck, man, you go and you deposit that paycheck and it turns into money in your account. And what you're doing is you're putting a demand on that check. You're not putting a demand on your employer. You're putting a demand on that check. Well, that's what we're doing, putting a demand on God's promise, putting a demand on really who God says he is and what his word is. In Luke 5:15, the Bible says, "However, the report went around concerning him all the more, and a great multitudes, thousands upon thousands of people came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities." And here's what's interesting. There's a rhythm to this. They came to hear and were healed. They didn't skip the hearing part and just go to the healing part. They didn't say they came to Jesus to be healed. That's what we think all too often. No, they came to hear. See, the Bible refers a few different times to us having to have ears to hear. Man, if you really, truly hear what the Spirit's saying right now, it's healing, it's health, it's recovery, it's victory, it's triumph. It's not sickness, it's not disease, it's not infirmity, it's not symptoms from the virus, it's none of that stuff. In Luke 6:17, it says, "And he came down with them and stood on a level place with the crowd of his disciples, and a great multitude of people," here it is again, "from all Judea and Jerusalem and the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him and be healed of their diseases." So here's what's interesting. We're healed by hearing. You have to have ears to hear. You've got to shut the world out. You've got to bring captivity captive. Listen, by the preaching of the word and that promise gripping people, but also allowing that promise to grip you. The Bible says we have to apprehend that which has apprehended us. Man, I've been apprehended by God's promise. I can't get away from it. Man, everywhere I look, I see God's provision and God's healing and God's protection. And in Luke 6:18, it says, "as well as those," man, that multiple came in, "who were tormented with unclean spirits." Maybe your issue is spiritual. On these kind of days, I look at every need in this house as being spiritual. And they were all healed. Everybody say that with me. "And they were all healed." Say it again. "They were all healed. The whole multitude sought to touch him, for power went out from him and healed them all." It's not a select few people. This is, the Bible calls God's healing the bread for his children. See, we've got to understand that he healed them all. But it's not automatic. It doesn't just happen. Man, you've got to put yourself in a position. In Romans 10:17, it says, "Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by God's word." In the Amplified, it says, "So faith comes from hearing what is told, and what is heard comes by preaching the message concerning Christ." See, it's the word. See, why do we go to church? Because the Bible says, "Don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together." It's that simple. No matter what, it doesn't put provisions on it or conditions on it. It says, "Don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together." But listen, it goes so far as to say, man, that they came to hear and were healed. See, what's interesting about this is God's given me a word for you pertaining, and it's going to make a case for God's healing. "Whatever you ask," Jesus said, "in my name." So when somebody's praying and they say, "in the name of Jesus," C's part. Demons bow. That's the understanding we have to have. But here's the role we take. In Proverbs chapter 40, verse 20, it says, "My son," so it's intimate. This is a family communication here. "Give attention to my words." Look, pay attention. Make God's word your focal point. "Incline your ear to my sayings. Don't let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart." How many of you guys today are troubled by what's going on in your heart? Man, you can't let that trouble into your heart. You've got to look at it and you've got to say, "No, I'm going to keep God's promise in the midst of my heart." Why? Because they're life for those who find them and health to all their flesh. Man, it's health to every part of your body, every part of your being. That's what you have to understand. And see, we've got to put ourselves in this position where we keep our heart with all diligence. Why? Out of it flows the very essence of life. All your issues of life flow from your heart. Man, so what's the enemy going to try to do? The enemy's going to try to mess with your heart. But God's promise is life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. I'll tell you, here's what's interesting. Man, when I look at people that have an infirmity, when I look at people that I'm moved with compassion. I know the heart of God pertaining this, but I also know the game plan the devil has. Man, the devil's going to try to say, no, it could never happen for you. That happens to other people. The devil's going to say, no, your issue isn't as big a deal. But let me tell you, I'm moved with compassion right now. God's going to contend with what contends with you. And let me tell you, this compassion is God's love. And you know what? God's love, listen, casts out fear and never fails. See, the issue in the world today is the massive dump of fear that's coming over the whole globe. No, the perfect love of God casts out all fear. Man, I want you to eliminate fear in your life right now. I want you to quit thinking, man, it doesn't happen for me. No, change your thought into, it happens for me, and today's my day. The Bible says, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Man, in Exodus, the 15th chapter, God says, I am the God who heals you. Literally, it says, I am Jehovah Rapha, the God who brings health, the God who heals. See, if you believe God's here, I believe God's omnipresent. So God's here right now. So God being here, what we've got to understand is that healing is here. So now what do we have to do? The Bible says this, taste and see that the Lord is good. I believe you're here today and you've got a fragrance of healing. You're thinking, oh my gosh, there's something in the air. But there's such a difference because smell is your strongest sense. So it draws you in to smelling it. But what you do have to do, you have to taste and see that the Lord is good. Man, you've got to take a chance. You've got to put your flesh under and say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to submit to the leadership of this church because I believe this is godly direction. See, that's what we submit to. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Man, what are you hearing today? All you're hearing is God's promise. All you're hearing is God's word. And you know what I could do? I could step back. I've got a folder back there on the stage where I could give you over 100 provisions from God's word where he promises health. Man, it would be overwhelming. But I believe right now, the water's turning. The pool's turning right now for you in your life. I believe that God has made a way for you today. Jesus said this, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. He's the way. He's going to prepare a way for us to get to the truth, to live the life. And you know what the life is? Perfect health. Have you got an ailment? You'll say, no, it's not that big a deal. I'll tell you what, and I just had a word of the Lord. My son Taylor's got a condition that comes up once in a while, and it just flares up. It may not be flaring up right now, but you know what? Man, my instruction is let somebody lay hands on you and pray for you for that right now. And you know what? Curb whatever it tries to flare up in the future. I'll tell you how this is for me. At 9:30, it was really hard because we've had people in this room praying all night last night. This place was packed at 9 o'clock, people praying for a half an hour, getting ready for this. So for me, I couldn't hold it back. I got up, we started praying for people at the beginning. You know, and I believe led by the Spirit of God. But honestly, there was such a rush of emotion in me. It was almost like Peter when they came to apprehend Jesus and he lopped that centurion's ear off. Man, this gets so emotional. I believe this is your day. I believe healing is here. I believe that God's omnipresent, so healing's omnipresent. But I also believe, you know, you look at it, this virus is all over the world now. Well, guess what? It doesn't get to be. Why? Because that's God who's all over the world. That virus isn't omnipresent. I'll tell you why. It's not coming near my house. It's not. The Bible says that no evil shall befall you, nor any plague come near your dwelling. So where you live, you know what you do? Man, you put the blood of Jesus over the doorpost of your home, and all that stuff's got to pass by. It's got to pass over. See, it's real today. That's a type and shadow of who Jesus is. But see, we've got to understand God's omnipresent. So people say, man, that the virus is omnipresent. Well, no. God's omnipresent. That virus isn't. And then that virus gets in you. No. God's in me. See, how many of you guys are born again and filled with the Holy Spirit and filled with God's promise? There's no room for a virus. That's what you've got to understand. There's a no vacancy on your life for anything that would try to harm you. But then the third one's the one where we're getting to. There's the omnipresence of God, the inner presence of God, and then the manifest presence of God. The presence of God that shows up in our natural life. That's what's about to happen. No matter what it is that you're dealing with. See, what we do is we keep God's word in our heart and we guard our heart. And then God does what he does. See, most people want what God can do, but not want him. See, the first thing you've got to do is you've got to just want all of God you can get. That's how I phrase it. Most people want God in the vicinity. They don't want him. Man, God's going to invade your space. God's going to get all up in your grill. But most people don't want him too close. Our entire life, please hear this, our entire life is determined by how we respond to God's word, how we receive it, and how we believe it. That's what our life is. It translates in your health, in your relationships. It translates in your finances and your resources. Man, how we receive it. We have to awaken to the rights we have in the gospel. Then we can have health in our bodies, in our souls. John wrote and he said, "Beloved, I pray above all that you prosper and are in health as your soul prospers." See, that's what God's word does. It prospers our soul. How we think, how we make decisions, how our emotions. And let me tell you, this is an emotional time. I believe you're going to receive what you came here for. I believe your life's going to be lifted and enriched. I believe that God sent his word to heal you and deliver you. Man, if you need deliverance today, have somebody pray for you. This altar is going to fill with people. Don't let that intimidate you. No matter how, man, your issue may be on a grand scale, or you might think, no, it's just minor. Let me tell you, the game plan of the devil is not to keep that issue minor. He's going to try to convince you to take that issue and say, no, it's not that big a deal till it is a big deal. Well, I don't have an issue with that till you do have an issue with it. That's why we've got to go back to Proverbs 4 and keep God's word in the midst of our heart. Put a guard in our heart. And it awakens us. Do you understand we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus? And here's what the Bible says, according to the promise. Is there God's promise to heal? Yes. I could probably stand here. I thought about this at about 5:10 this morning. I could stand here for probably 3 hours and communicate God's healing provision, just layer upon layer upon layer. And hopefully there's a scale in your heart and tip that scale that God's the healer in your life. God's the healer, and you have to make it personal. God's my healer. The first thing I want to do is I want to let you know that what Jesus did is he brought forgiveness for sin and healing for our bodies and our minds and our emotions. If you're here today and your life's not right with God for whatever reason, no one may know. Doesn't matter to me. Let me tell you, I'm not going to judge you. It's a full-time job me judging taking care of myself. But if you're here and your life's not right with God, or maybe you just need God's forgiveness in your life, maybe you strayed a little bit or whatever it might be, I think you've got the gist. But if you're here and your life's not right with God, it's a pulpit, Skytook, you're watching online, and you need to make Jesus the Lord of your life, no matter what. Maybe you can't see through the issue. Let me tell you, the sword of the Spirit's going to make a way for you to see through your issue.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you'd like more information about the ministries of Guts Church, visit our website at gutschurch.com.